Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
A certain woman bitten by a dog suspected of having rabies was immediately rushed to a hospital where she was treated and left in an adjacent room until it could be determined whether or not the dog had rabies. As you probably know, treatment for rabies is painful and expensive. If it can be determined that an animal is not infected, it saves a great deal of trouble and anxiety. An intern on duty explained the seriousness of the situation to the woman and then was called to other duties. Passing by the room a short while later, the young doctor noticed that the woman would stare into space and mutter to herself, visibly shaken by the trauma of what had happened. He also noticed that the woman was writing something. He thought, perhaps her will or funeral instructions. This had really gotten to her, he thought. So certain was he that she was taking it much too seriously, he went in to comfort her. "Are you writing your will?" asked the young doctor. "Oh, no," she replied. "Funeral instructions?" Again, she shook her head negatively. Then she explained, "Just in case I do have rabies, I'm making a list of the people I want to bite before I die." Wow, we smile at the thought of such a thing taking place. But daily, people poison their systems with hatred and revenge. It makes what I've just mentioned more like a childish prank. I'm thinking of a friend of Guidelines who wrote recently and poured out her heart. She told how her name had been maligned, how her marriage had fallen apart. She had lost her husband and family as the result of a malicious, conniving woman who had stolen her husband. She closed by saying, "I have nothing now to live for but revenge." The sweet taste of revenge, some call it. But in reality, there is nothing sweet about the bitterness of revenge. I have known people who live for years with a burden of hatred, bidding their time to take revenge on an enemy. Surprisingly, Christians are not immune from the desire for revenge, too. To harbor bitterness and hatred towards an individual who has wronged you is only natural. To forgive is supernatural. Twice in the New Testament, God cried out, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." When he was crucified, instead of taking vengeance on his enemies, Christ cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." If ever a man had the right to seek vengeance, it would have been Joseph, whose brothers sold him into slavery because they were jealous of the love of his father. Broken homes often produce hatred between half-brothers and sisters. But instead of awaiting his time for vengeance, he blessed his brothers who came seeking his help. You can read about it in Genesis 37-50 in the Old Testament. Joseph explained why he refused the path of vengeance, saying, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good." What's wrong with vengeance? First, God says, because of our own failures and frailties, we have no right to vengeance. He'll settle the score. Secondly, it stunts your growth spiritually. And third, it poisons you physically. When you become filled with bitterness, you are the real loser. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.